can handle the truth.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
And yes, indeed we are. Good evening, everyone, on this Friday night edition of the program on the long weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I will not be on live Monday night, so we will have a rebroadcast then. But we have a busy week ahead, and we'll have a lot of interesting people to talk to and about. And Dr. K had called me tonight, left a message that he was trapped, as it were, by circumstances in a hotel room on his travels, and that if we wished to talk to him, he would be available. But haven't been able to contact him at that hotel, so he may check in anyway. He may just get a message on the answering machine that he may check in on regarding new information. Besides, I want to mention to you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who called in the night that he was on last week and won some books, that we have not had a chance to process that order yet. I just have the names of all of you, and there were three of you, I believe, one in Canada, and we will process them this coming week. We will process those orders for the copies of the book, Wrongly Blamed. And that's what I wanted to mention. Okay. So, tonight, of course, there's a variety of things that I'd like to talk to you about. And, you know, I almost feel like I don't know where to begin. But I think we should begin, really, by recognizing the fact that being... Oh, he's on the line? Good. All right. Then we will talk to him in a minute. But, you know, we have the Memorial Day weekend here, and unfortunately, people have totally, unfortunately, abandoned any meaning or understanding as to what these holidays mean. And, you know, for instance, Independence Day. I think most people don't even know today. Most young people certainly don't know that it's all about independence from England, and it's all about sovereignty and all about being a free nation and a sovereign nation, because they don't know what those terms mean anymore. So, unfortunately, we are at a point of time where we have to go back and assess our roots and where we are today and see the 180-degree turn, if you will, that we have made. And we're going in the opposite direction, and Mr. Bush and company are apparently doing all they can with the Invasion USA bill, the treason against America, the North American Union, and now we have the Directive 51. All of this is a slap in the face at all of the men and even women who have served in wars, certainly wars that were concocted through lies and deception, which really and truthfully is just about all of the wars that we've fought in the last century or so. So it's important, I think, that we recognize that fact, that the people that are running the United States government today are really having a field day. They're having a field day laughing at the American people and the servicemen and women who, unfortunately, are still volunteering to go into the service, thinking they're serving America when, in fact, they're doing anything but. We have Dr. K on the line with some updated information and conversation, and we will get to him. Dr. Kasem Khalil, Wrongly Blamed, The Real Truth About 9/11, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. What better way to start the Memorial Day weekend?
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integrity.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Well, boy, what a way to begin the program tonight. Good evening, Dr. Kasim Khalil. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. I'm doing well, too. And it's so wonderful that you left a message for me that you'd have some free time tonight. What in the world happened?
Well, there was a storm, and I was displaced, and I'm a displaced human tonight, and for actually for 3 nights. So I thought it would be good to try to get some spiritual messages out,
yes.
You know, and here we are together again.
Right, and it's wonderful that you are here with
and
me.
I've and I've also had some breaking news, so I'm so glad that...
That's another reason to bring you on board.
Yeah.
And what is the breaking news that you have?
You know what the breaking news is?
Uh-huh.
It's coming up with a military-type holiday, Memorial Day, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we're supposed to be patriotic and loving civil servants and social
mm-hmm.
servants, so we're going to do that tonight. We're
mm-hmm.
going to be loving. We're going to be loving of the people first, country,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, our Creator first. And in part of that love to help, we're going to spread some truth. Now, there may be some people who will blatantly disagree, will vigorously disagree, and I can appreciate that. But regardless, we're going to go ahead and share those truths. And it's the fact that the young kids in the United States are dying for naught, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The youth, and some people even up to the 40s and 50s, you know, that are reservists, they're dying for nothing. And you know, we've got graves, we've got corpses, we've got coffins for absolutely no productive purpose. They're not dying for the United States unless unless we call it the United States of capitalism. Mm-hmm. If we said that, then they are dying for capitalism.
Yeah, monopoly capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they are dying to protect certain individuals. Rove or Wolfowitz or Zuckheim or Bush or Cheney or whoever has to protect, or Blair, whoever feels that they could be, you know, have their fingers burnt for their acts.
Mm-hmm.
The war is being used as a distraction to prevent the real truth about people's involvement in this whole situation. And
yes.
People are actually dying for a country, but not the United States.
Well, that's true. And which country do you think they're dying for?
100%. It's the Israeli entity. 1,000% it is. Because mm-hmm. the people who wrote the document calling for an internal terror act, which is called the Project for the New American Century,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Is that the moniker? Project for a New American Century?
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is listening and they can point the listeners to where on the internet they can download that just to make people's lives easier. Wolfowitz, Zuckheim, for instance, and Pearl and Feith and Elliot Abrams all called for a Pearl Harbor-like act to mobilize mm-hmm. and to galvanize, were the words, the American public into agreeing to send their kids willy-nilly to fight in Iraq and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, let's just kind of peel back a little bit. I said that the people are dying for nothing in this country. And, of course, in Iraq, huge slaughter for nothing. We know that the information is probably incorrect. There are probably 10,000 U.S. people, service people, our kids, you know, that have died.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably reasonably 50,000 who've been maimed, okay? In
mm-hmm.
some way, either by toxicity from vaccines or depleted uranium or have lost an arm or a leg, right? Now, that's a lot of people. Now, you better have a very good cause to kill 1 million people in Iraq. I have the document in front of me. And to kill and maim 50 to 75,000 Americans. You've got to have a good reason for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, let's see what Dick Cheney said. On September 11th or thereabouts, Dick Cheney said this. The U.S. military role in invading other countries or its role or its hesitant previously to do so, I add
uh-huh.
that, friends. The U.S. military role changed on September 11th. We saw on 911 19 men hijack aircraft with airline tickets and box cutters and killed more than 3,000 Americans.
Mm-hmm.
The premise, therefore, of the death of and maiming of 70,000 Americans and 1 million Iraqis dead, 4 million displaced, another 500,000 injured permanently, the premise is that the people of Islam, attacked the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You have all this death. It's even if they did attack the United States, it still doesn't justify killing a whole bunch of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you would certainly go after the actual perpetrators, not willy-nilly an entire country that had nothing to do with it. But is it really true that 19 Muslims attacked the United States? You know what? According to Stephen Jones, published in Nature magazine, this is on Rentz's site, you'll want to get his material, also
mm-hmm.
published in Scientific American, he says categorically that the World Trade Center buildings 1 and 2, let's start with towers 1 and 2, could never have been brought down by the impact of jet fuel or a single plane.
Mm-hmm.
We've been saying it. It's in wrongly blamed. Hufschmidt has said it. The core, people, go look at the pictures of the building when they first built it. The core is cement and steel. Steel burns at 1,500 plus degrees. Kerosene at 1,000 or whatever it is. It's too low anyway. But there's no way. Remember when the B-24 or whatever it was, that hit the Empire State Building?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the Madrid building after 9/11 burnt for 4 days and the steel was still completely intact?
Mm-hmm.
And so Jones, who's the lead man in cold fusion, he's a top scholar. He has shown that, and he has proven it by the World Trade Center residue, that there were preset explosives, incendiary devices, and explosives put in the World Trade Center, premeditated. Premeditated murder.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And I mean, there's no doubt. And he also makes a very interesting point about Building 7. Now, Building 1 and 2, the distraction was the planes. I don't think anybody can easily dispute that there was something like a jet that hit the buildings, right? I suppose one could theorize it's not the case, but it's when you look at the imprint of how the jet hit the building and you can see where the wings hit, you've got pretty good evidence, plus you can see the jets on a video. Now, it's certainly true of the second building that you've got a very clear video shot of the jet entering even the building. But what he proves is that on Building 7, you also have complete implosion, but no jet. So you have a very powerful 48-story building or 50-story building that collapsed in a free fall in 6.5 seconds, was not hit by a jet. So we know for sure that explosives were planted in Building 7, and we know and it's well known that that was a control facility. It had the bunker in it. It had the records from Enron in it. It had a huge CIA office in it. And everybody knows that Enron had defrauded the American public by $30 to $50 billion. But that Dick Cheney was involved in Enron.
Yeah.
President
yes.
Bush was involved in Enron. Mm-hmm. The Israelis were involved with Enron because of the pipeline. And so all those records went up in smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we follow Dr. Jones's work, we see it is well shown that, and he quotes, for example, Hugo Bachmann, who stated, "In my opinion, the World Trade Center number 7 was brought down by controlled demolition, by experts in controlled demolition." So you have people who have far greater expertise than the United States government, than the people in the Pentagon, than the people in the White House, than anybody at FEMA. These are the top men in explosives and incendiary damage to metal mm-hmm. in the world, the
yes.
top demolition people in the world, saying it's not, you know, some Islamic group in Iran or anything. No. These are Americans
yes.
who said that there was a premeditated act of murder on our land in the United States. Yeah.
Well, and of course, the government continues to lie about that, and they continue to put out more disinformation on Building 7, among other things, trying to refute Professor Jones. And they even go so far as to say on the government's website, the State Department, that when it came to Building 7, the statement that Mr. Silverstein made, that we made the decision to pull it, was wrongly interpreted. What he meant was they were pulling the firemen and the safety operatives out of the building because it was about to collapse. Can you believe
yeah.
that? I mean, that really is far-fetched.
Right. That's easy proof that somebody's very frightened. And quite frankly, those buildings were built to withstand 130, 40-mile-an-hour winds from hurricanes. They were built to withstand, as you know, from Aaron's... When Professor Aaron, the builder, was on September 11th and 12th on national news, he said that we built the trade centers to withstand the impact of such a jet.
And yet it could not withstand the impact of the other towers supposedly collapsing. Debris, they tell
right.
us. Debris is what brought it down. Can you believe
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's beyond comprehension. These were very carefully set charges in the core of the building.
Yep.
And, of course, you know the power was so-called going out a few days prior to this to ensure that the charges were well set by the espionage
yeah.
team.
All right, we've got to take a break. Dr. K, when we come back, I'd like to look a little bit at 9/11 and how far we've come toward a police state in America. Was that not the reason for 9/11? Let's take a look at George Bush's Directive 51. And we'll do that when we come back with Dr. K right here on Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we are back now, and I just realized that we had made a boo-boo here, Dr. K, that we were supposed to have Devi Kidd on tonight, and she emailed me, and we had a mistake going on between us. Devi Kidd is a columnist on one of our forums on the Internet, but I thought it was June 25th, and apparently she thought I had said May 25th. But anyway, she now has booked in June 15th, Friday night, two weeks from this week, and she will be on with us, columnist Devi Kidd. So I apologize for that.
Devi, darling, we're behind you. Whatever you do, just fire them up.
She would appreciate everything you're doing as well. So we'll make a mention of that. June 15th will be the next
opportunity. Everybody should listen.
Yes, indeed.
You're right about dealing with this dictatorial approach, but here's why they're dictatorial. For example, mm-hmm. the New Civil Engineer has an article which says that the World Trade Center disaster investigators at the NIST refuse to show visualizations of why the collapse occurred despite efforts from top structural engineers.
Right.
Point two. The structural damage from the planes and the explosive ignition of jet fuel, top engineers say in their journal, is not enough to bring the towers down. Point three, fire engineering has good reason to believe that the official investigation is a farce. I mean, these are the top scholars. FEMA is not a scholar group. They're not an investigative group. They're part of the, you know,
so
the
how
sham.
Can it be that, in your estimation, Dr. K, that all of this can happen in a nation supposedly with a robust free media, supposedly a nation that has sharp minds that would inquire of all of this, and yet they can be pretty confident, the Bush administration and the Cheneys, that no one is going to question anything, even the official nonsensical report of the 9/11 Commission, which was really authored by, the administration itself, as you know, Mr. Zelikow.
McNamara, Truman, Wilson all said that the pressure from the Zionists is so draconian, so intense, so fierce, so overwhelming, so overpowering that there is no such thing as an American administration. There is no such thing as a people's government. We cannot breathe without we submit to the Zionist pressure.
Well, we know the government is under their thumb.
Yeah.
So evidently,
and so the
in order to make this happen, then
right.
the media have to be totally
well, of course,
under their thumb.
Everybody knows that. I mean,
right. I'm saying all of this because I want the new listeners to understand where we're coming from.
Right.
A lot of new people listen every night.
Right.
And they don't know these things.
Well,
and they may be hearing your voice for the first time.
Right.
And they're saying, well, how can all of this be? How can it happen in a nation like America where, we know the government lies all the time. That's what governments do. But where is the media?
Well,
where
it's, not,
is the
it's not difficult. You go to the Project for a New American Century, and you
sure.
see that the Zionist power brokers, such as Zakheim, such as who are working for the higher level Zionists,
right.
such as Wolfowitz, such as Pearl, such as Abrams, have instituted a advance policy 11 years to the date of the disaster in New York. Thing that we've got to have some sort of a massive Pearl Harbor type of galvanizing attack because the American people are slow to move towards war. They're slow to move to, they're a good people. They don't like to just attack civilians. They don't like to just attack things. And we can't fight a war on the streets with resistors, with college students, with, war resistors. We've got to get them waving the flag.
Mm-hmm.
So dummy us, so many of us aren't informed. We have to be informed now. We weren't terribly informed then, and so we didn't build up enough of resistance to prevent the loss of our 70,000 and the loss of the God knows how many Iraqi
And also
people.
In those PNAC documents, some of the people writing, these are the academics now, also advocated more control from Washington over the American people in the guise or under the guise of making us safer. And so it was a multi-pronged issue that they were creating here. Number one, let's go in the Middle East after we get, quote, attacked,
right.
unquote, like Pearl Harbor. And then in order to make this system work, this system of control and militarism, we're going to have to clamp down on dissent here in the United States, start calling people terrorists, start rounding them up, intimidating
right.
them, torturing them. So it all works together,
right.
doesn't it?
And therefore the assassination of Bill Cooper right away, who was because he was an insider, who right away posted on his Internet site, hey, it doesn't look like Islamic people attacked, somebody else did.
Right.
And he was killed within, 48 hours?
And that I don't recall, but I know
yeah,
he
William
was killed
Cooper.
As a result.
William
and,
Cooper.
There's no question that this directive that George Bush, Dr. K, has just come out with, I'm sure you've had a chance to digest some of it or hear about
right.
it.
Right.
This Directive 51 is the final frosting on the cake to create a dictatorship out of the White House.
Well, it creates a more visible dictatorship, but sadly there's been a very prolonged dictatorial life here for Americans. Remember when people had their gold, line up and give us your gold coins.
Yeah.
Everybody lined up and gave the gold coins. So, I mean, it goes back to before Hitler, but even talking about Hitler. The fact is, according to A.C. Sutton, his book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, proves that Hitler was a U.S. Zionist agent because he was paid to get into power by American money.
and to try to destroy the German people as a result, and that's what they were doing.
1933. Yeah,
absolutely, and we know there's a spiritual, biblical reason for that as well. All right, we shall return with more. Dr. K, we got you on the line. We'll get to you in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we are back once again with Dr. Kasim Khalil, the book Wrongly Blamed. And you, of course, are still advertising the book. People might want to get a copy of it. They want to take advantage of just a single copy. They can give you a call.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to do a special kit, why not, for the Memorial Day and the whole time.
That would be nice.
Where they can, let's go back to that one time again, that $55 kit plus the shipping.
Yeah,
and that is just a get the word out kit. I mean, you got a valuable book there. You got a 450 page book. There'll be two of those in there, and then there'll be the Arabian Connection, the real truth about the origin of science and civilization, mm-hmm. and then you'll have in there the words of Muhammad, very well done. So you'll have a lot of information, a lot of good peaceful information on how we can stop this. This set of lies that's causing our people to die and people in other countries to die. Let's look at the list one more time, dear. We've got 1.5 million dead and wounded in Iraq. We have 70,000 Americans dead or particularly maimed and wounded and disabled in this war alone, this invasion. And we have 5,000 or so vaporized in New York. Those were foreign nationals. Those were Muslims, Christians, and Jews. And the preponderance, obviously, were Christians. The second largest group were Muslims, vaporized, a smaller portion of Jews. And no Israeli nationals. There was apparently only one Israeli national in the building. Normally there are 4,000 to 5,000. That's an interesting fact that's been proven over and over again, and that was a janitor that died. But there were some New York people of Jewish descent, of course, that died. Sadly, all of these people were killed for no cause. And you know what? None of these... Now, we've got almost 1.7 million out of business dead, but none of these acts were perpetrated by the people of Islam. But if you, you know, obviously Wolf Blitzer and co. are very concerned because now they're thumping the Islam thing all over again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We've got all these corpses, but it has nothing to do with Islamic. Okay, that's the... Oh, my God.
Well, I'm looking at some of the titles, some of the books that have been written by even people like David Ray Griffin, who we'll have back on the program, debunking 9/11 story and myths. We had the Popular Mechanics magazine, and that whole turn of events, you remember what took place there, the massacre, where everyone was fired, shut down, and then reopened with Mr. Chertoff's relatives running the magazine, trying to debunk any of the so-called conspiracy theories.
You know that there are some billionaires behind this. You know Warren Buffett's involved. You know Murdoch's involved. This cannot occur unless you've got billions of dollars of powerhouses that are wheedling their way in. But bottom line, and of course the Rothschilds are involved, definitely, and the Rockefellers are involved. All of them are involved. And of course, you know, the Silverstein Group has reaped $4.5 billion, despite the fact that it's well known that Silverstein blew up Building 7 itself, and he still got the insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the important thing, people, is the premise of the war and the premise of all this death and all this billions of dollars and another $120 billion is to protect America from terror. But there was no Islamic attack. There was no Iraqi attack. There was no Afghani attack on September 11th anywhere in this country. So we're dealing with mass murder. We're dealing with war crimes. We're dealing with horrifying. All of these human beings are dead. And while Dick Cheney's pocket is full of Halliburton kickbacks, you can bet that.
It's hard to believe, Dr. K., you know, when I talk to people, and I was just mentioning last week how I had this, every time I go to my optometrist, it's the same story. He likes to needle me and bust me up and get me going. He believes everything Bush says. He said Islamo-fascists are coming. They want to kill us and everything else. And I just hit him with a few facts, and he doesn't know what to do, and he calls me a liberal. He said, well, you must be a liberal. And I said, how can I be a liberal? I said, the liberals are the neocons. These are the communists, the Marxists, the socialists that want us all over the world.
Right.
A true patriot wants us to mind our own business, stay here in our shores, abolish the CIA, do away with these agencies of government, NSA, and so forth, because all they have done is to create the very enemy against which we need a defense.
Sure.
So they are the enemy.
That's
they
right.
are the real enemy. So, you know, it's a waste of time trying to communicate with some people who simply have their minds closed.
Right, and if there's a lot of hate in a mind, you know, you can't do much about it. I mean,
well, let's just take that myth, for instance. And I want to go to the phones because we have a bunch of people for you.
In Iran,
let me take that myth. Go ahead.
Let me just say,
make your point.
There are several thousand Jewish people in Iran living very peacefully, and they've enjoyed 3,000 years in that society. I mean, so it's all myths, but we have to start unveiling the truth. That's going to be difficult.
When I hear people, grown people, make the statement that they, meaning the so-called Muslims, want us dead, okay, they want to kill us, I first of all say, well, there has to be a reason why that would be the case, and the reason is because we're killing their people. But even aside from that, because that's not true. If, in fact, quote, the Muslims wanted us dead, there are so many Muslims now in this country, they could destroy this country overnight. They could be engaged in all kinds of terrorism and back.
Right. And, there's a
and
huge,
yet they don't.
Then there's a huge ban also in the Quran of killing an innocent person. Also, by the way, if they wanted everybody dead, why didn't Saladin slaughter the 80,000 Christians who were, by the way, non-Semites from Europe?
Mm-hmm.
Who, when he recaptured Jerusalem, he didn't mm-hmm. kill a one, zero. Mm-hmm. But when the 80,000 were in there before, the Muslims, they killed every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe a few dozen escaped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I don't
the
think
same,
that...
the same pit of lies going
yeah,
back
pit,
to
big pit
World
the,
War
you know
One
what?
And Two.
The pit is coming from the Zionists. They have the money, the media to sour our minds and to alienate us from everything, I guess.
Exactly. Let's take some calls. 1-800-313-9443 on this program tonight. And let's start with Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr.
Well,
Jim.
Hello. I talked to you before, Dr. K, but this is for Rick. Rick, when you go to this doctor of yours that you go to and argue with, mm-hmm. you have to understand that when you try and reason with an idiot, you immediately join their ranks, so to speak.
What
well,
I don't
say
know about that. I'm there to provide
yeah.
a loyal opposition.
There's no such thing as loyal opposition to an idiot, because these people are.
Say that. I don't agree.
These people
that.
Are so close-minded.
I don't
that
agree with that at all.
You could present them with a mountain of
yeah.
facts, and God himself would come
I just
down
laugh it off, and I say, well, you know, I mean, he knows he's needling me. He knows what I'm saying is the truth, but he just wants to stir up trouble. And, you know, I mean, these are the kinds of people that you know, think everything is a joke, everything is a laugh, and so I needle them. In other words, I, too, can play the game. So, you know, it's just a matter of hopefully and thankfully knowing that most people, if you sit down with them one-on-one in the privacy of their homes and you start to reason with them, they will understand that everything we've been told by the government is a stack of lies. Everything. Everything they've told us about 9/11, Jim, has been proven to be false.
Absolutely. But these people, most people that I've tried to talk to, and I can only go by personal experience,
right.
they will never admit that they've been lied to their whole lives, mm-hmm. that they've been lied to since at least 1865.
Yeah,
or
it's
before.
Amazing, isn't it? It's
and
really amazing.
They will never admit that, because that's admitting that I'm a fool.
Yeah.
That's right.
They would rather accuse you of ever perfidy
right.
known to man.
Well, that's the big the game is to attack you and to say you're a this and you're a that. So
kill the messenger.
All I can say is beware and don't be discouraged. And like you said, Jim, sometimes you have to walk away. So, and then you just gather up your energy for the next attempt at the truth.
That's either right. walk away or do the Jewish method, either get them to agree with you or kill them. That's an alternative, you know.
We've got all kinds of things cooking, Jim.
Well, yeah, we do, but...
But, no, you know what? One of the things that helps, I really think getting things like Jones's thing, stapling it together and saying, I understand... We have a disagreement. I understand we have a difference in opinion, but at least would you consider reading this? And if they say no,
that's right.
But and maybe they're wrongly blamed. There was a guy that called in the other day. He said, you know what? I could have never believed that people purposely did this. But now that I've read it, I'm going to share it, you know.
Well, tell the 2,400 sailors at Pearl Harbor that somebody didn't deliberately set them up.
You're right.
If you could drag them up out of the water down there and tell them, hey,
and
this wasn't deliberately set up, tell them.
That's right. But you know what? The people that on the USS Liberty, they saw it. And that's why I'm saying if you can see it black and white, mm-hmm. there's still even a chance, like Rick said, there may still be a chance for some people.
Well,
let's try to black and white it for them. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Well, all you can do is try and tell people if they won't listen, well, they're going to pay the price.
That's right.
Unfortunately,
that's all you can do.
Us and our kin has to pay the price with them, and that's the part that makes me mad. If it was just them,
yeah.
If it's just them that had to pay the price, I'd say, hey, welcome to it.
Well,
you asked for it, you got it.
You know what I found? Listen, Jim, what I found is a very effective way of really getting people to think is not to make a statement, but to ask a question.
That's right.
When you ask a question and you ask a series of questions that they can't answer, you know, such as the steel being shipped over to Red China, evidence from the crime scene being removed, Building 7, all of the fact that the laws of physics mitigate against the way the towers allegedly came down, yeah. So forth. You ask questions, and there are, the American Free Press had a column right after 9/11, and there were like something like 80 unanswered questions,
right,
about 9/11. When you ask questions and they don't have an answer, it gets people to think.
That's true. You know what? It's a good idea to stay calm, and it's a good idea to be calm enough to,
right,
come back with the question. It really
That's
is.
That's it. That's it. Okay,
Rick,
Jim.
Can I say one more statement?
You may.
I appreciate what you guys are saying, but I have a twin brother, okay, mm-hmm, retired like myself,
yeah,
and I ask him the very same pertinent questions. He worked for the government his whole life, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, that slanted his opinion. But I asked him the very same questions. I said, what temperature does steel melt at? And what's the maximum burning temperature of kerosene? Very simple questions. Very simple. People should be able to say, well, you know, I don't know, but I'll look it up.
Yeah.
And when they find out that steel melts at like 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit,
right,
and the maximum burning temperature of kerosene is 1,800 degrees, they're stumped.
Yeah.
And like everybody else that you talk to, my twin brother, who I lived my whole life with, he would not answer the question.
Well,
because to answer the question...
Yeah.
The answer to the question is to admit,
yeah,
I'm a fool.
Okay, Jim.
Well, not only that, Jim, unfortunately,
move along.
The pride can get in the way, sadly. But don't give up. You know, if you interact with them, still try your best to open up the eyes. That's
there you go,
you
Jim.
Do.
Thank you. All right, let's take Jeff in Vermont now for Dr. K. Hello, Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Are you still there? You've been waiting a long time. Hello.
Well, while he's waiting, I will say Jim is very wise, and he's doing his best, and he's right. The actual steel temperature is 2,700 degrees. There's a big difference there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those are many questions that have never been answered honestly by the commission or the government.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, are you Jeff, are you there? I guess not. Well, let's move along. Henry in Connecticut. Hi, Henry. You're on the program.
Yeah,
with
hello.
Dr. K.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Gee,
2,700.
Yeah, 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that's even hotter than on the planet Mercury, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hot.
I think it's hotter than on Mercury.
Yeah, I think so. Venus is, what, 850 degrees Fahrenheit, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
All right, yeah.
You know, do you know about Stephen Jones's work on the thermite causing the molten metal to seep out of the World Trade Center?
Sure, we do.
Okay. All right.
Henry?
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, yeah, I called... Mainly, I wanted this is a question for Dr. K. I want to ask about suicide bombers and the Quran, because I know there's a lot of extreme stuff in Iran and other things with this and that, chopping off hands or whatever. But here's the thing, the suicide bombers. Now, have you ever heard of a person by the name of, I forgot what her name is, Kathy O'Brien?
Kathy O'Brien.
Look on the... Mind control.
Right. Yeah, of course. I met her, actually.
Oh, you met her. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't read her book. I have to find her book.
Right.
But here's the thing. Somebody told me this, and I'm not into Islam, but somebody said that you read the Quran, correct?
Right. Well, yeah, about 50 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Isn't it true, I mean, every religion is different, but isn't it true that in the Quran you can't commit suicide, even in combat? I mean, you can't die in warfare like anybody else, but isn't it like against their policy for them to commit suicide, though?
Well, there's two things here that we
or
have.
It could be. Yeah.
Well, here's the situation.
Okay.
There's no history in all of Islamic civilization of suicidal acts in military.
Right.
Because
right.
Islamic civilization had its own civilization. It had a standing army. It had power. It had. But then, and of course, there's no history of suicide in Palestinian people or Iranian people as such. Not anymore. Less, actually, than we have in the West.
Right.
But you take a person, I'm going to be very honest with you, and you stuff them in a refugee camp. You steal their land. You rip down their olive groves. And then we're going to sit here and make a, you know, intellectual conversation of some little kid sees his father stripped naked and you know, sees his brother tortured and his, you know, his uncle thrown into prison. If he decides to throw himself at an Israeli checkpoint, I'm not going to judge those people. We can talk Quran now. That's a different thing. Quran is, you know, that if you kill yourself, it's a mortal sin, huh? That's
right.
In the Quran. If you kill yourself, it's a mortal sin.
Right.
And so suicide is banned, right? Now,
well, that's what I was thought. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Oh, at least it's against the policy.
Oh, sure. It would be just like the Bible in the sense that you... And then, of course...
Yeah, I never read the Bible either, but yeah, okay. Oh,
well, I
didn't know that either.
The killing of the innocent, of course, is mentioned in the Quran as it's a mortal crime. And if you kill the innocent, it's as if you slaughtered the entire humanity. If you save a life, you know, if you love a brother and save them or save a young woman, a woman, it's as if you've saved all of humanity. That's its point of view. Warfare, of course, is mentioned as a practical point of view to protect civilization in case others try to crush it.
Yeah, like what we got coming in this country.
Henry,
yeah.
Was that the only question you had, or did you have another
question? What I want to confirm is this, though, because I heard this thing even with the, you know, 72, 16-year-old.
Okay, go ahead.
Right,
yeah. Right, but... Well, I thought that was kind of funny and cute, but that was saying, why would he be rewarded for that, killing somebody?
Yeah,
I could see them getting him.
That's perpetrated by Islam's enemies, because the Quran has nothing in it about 72 virgins, and you're going to have...
They don't even get one virgin?
It says only this, that if you do good deeds, and you're merciful and gracious, and you bow only to your Lord... that you'll gain paradise and you'll be with a mate well-matched. A beautiful mate well-matched. That's the end of story in that book.
All right, Henry.
All right, well, what I wanted to... See, I was wondering... So
if you want to hang on a moment, stay where you are.
Yeah, hang on.
We'll come right back. Organize your thoughts, Henry, and we'll do that in 3 minutes with our guest, Dr. Kasim Khalil, Wrongly Blamed, The Real Truth on 9/11. I'm Rick Adams.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. 1-800-401 or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back now, and Henry, we're going to have to wrap up within a minute because we've got other callers. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. No, what I wanted to confirm with him is this. I had this idea thinking that, so in other words, you're saying that those suicide bombers, even the ones that aren't Palestinian, they are just radical Islam or emotionally distressed,
no.
But they're genuine?
That's not what he's saying.
They're human beings that are forced into a corner, and they're fighting with whatever they've got. They're not radical Islamists. There's no sex acts in the Quran anyway. I mean, in terms of like paradise, there's no sex in paradise. There's no.
No, what I'm saying is that they're not mind control agents.
No. If anybody that would give their life to a cause, in that refugee infested, pitiful situation, is only fighting back for their lives.
All right, Henry, that's it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Right, I just want to make sure that not suicide people.
No, they're not.
No. Virginia. Okay,
however,
right.
Goodbye, Henry.
Like
on the other hand, Dr.
Something.
K., I will say that, as you know, the Israelis are masters of disguise and deceit, and they do often initiate violence like they're doing now in Gaza City.
That we need to get into because there's such a thing as faux terror. We'll get into that.
Well, you go back to, various operations they have begun, when they have posed as double agents and instigated violence, then use that as an excuse to crack down and crack down heavy. They're masters. They've been doing that for a long time.
Right.
The Levant affair was one of
these suicide bombs, they don't give a person, so they're actually just media clips, but they were planted bombs that were blown up by remote control, even to kill Israelis or Arabs in Israel to then justify an attack. That has been proven now.
Right.
So that may help Henry, too, because it's not always a desperate soul, because unless you can say, all right, this individual put himself in harm's way, put bombs on his body and threw himself at the enemy or whatever, you don't know for sure. When the media says it's a suicide bomb, do you have any evidence? Or is it just Wolf Blitzer or CNN or something? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You got it. Now, here, the Prophet Muhammad said this. Do not wildly throw yourself into battle. Do not seek your own death. Better to live a long life and do as much good as possible. Do not seek your own death. So I'm just hoping to clarify some of these things.
I think you have. All right, let's begin a call here from Scott in Virginia. Hello, Scott. You're on the program with Dr. K and Rick Adams.
Yes, sir. Sirs, I got two questions. Dr. K, when do you think the Great Darkness will come to the U.S.? And what I mean by that is, basically, with George Bush wanting to become dictator, with the coming economic collapse, possible mini nukes going off in U.S. cities. Other question I had is, how can I get my people to want to prepare for the coming darkness? I got some supplies, but I lost my job, and I'm in the process.
All right, so you have two questions. When and how, right?
Basically.
I don't know, Scott. America's a big country, and it's a strong country, so it would be very difficult to pull it down to its knees. There are too many of us that are moving in a positive direction. I would say we should think the reverse. We should say we're going to conquer this darkness. We're going to actually get the word out to a huge amount of American people that they need to know that they're being lied to, that they should not support the wastage of their resources and the deaths of their own people.
All right. We'll address the other question.
I wouldn't stock a lot of supplies. I really wouldn't.
Got to take a break, though, all right? If you want to hang on, you may. All right, Scott? We'll be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, hour number 2 in just 1 minute.